AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Two Israeli embassy employees based in Washington, D.C. were shot and killed Wednesday evening. The victims, a man and a woman, were leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum when a man approached the group of four people and opened fire. AP correspondent Nathan Elgren reports the suspected shooter is in custody.
The suspect who was detained is 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. After the shooting outside the museum, he entered inside and then was detained. Two people who were inside the museum at the time told the Associated Press that they heard at least 10 gunshots. Afterward, they saw the shooter inside the museum. He was wearing a red keffiyeh, which is a traditional Middle Eastern headdress. And while he was being detained, they told us that he shouted "Free Palestine."
Numerous law enforcement agencies from the area responded to the shooting, including Attorney General Pam Bondi, who said during a press conference that the suspect would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. House Republicans are expected to vote on their multi-trillion dollar tax breaks package on Thursday. Many Republicans oppose the big, beautiful bill out of concern that it will add trillions of dollars to the U.S. budget deficit. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has accepted a gifted Boeing 747 from Qatar for President Trump to use as Air Force One. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell says the department will work to ensure proper security measures on the aircraft to make it safe for use. Trump has defended the gift as a way to save tax dollars. Others have raised concerns about the aircraft being a violation of the Constitution's prohibition on foreign gifts. A federal judge says the White House violated a court order on deportations to third countries with a flight linked to the African nation of South Sudan. The Trump administration says it expelled 8 immigrants convicted of violent crimes in the U.S., but refused to reveal where they would end up. This is AP News. Today is the first day of heavy travel over Memorial Day weekend.
Whether it's a road trip to a nearby lake or beach, or jumping on a plane to explore a big city, Americans are kicking summer off with traveling this Memorial Day weekend. AAA is predicting that over 45 million people will travel at least 50 miles from their homes over the three-day weekend. That's 1.4 million more people than last year.
This sets a new Memorial Day record.
Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz says most of these people will be taking road trips.
Road trips are easier for many people than flying. It's more flexible. You leave whenever you want. You can pack as much as you want in the car, make stops along the way. And for many families, it's more economical.
She said that even if people pull back on trips during other times of the year, holidays will always be times of high travel volume, since that's when most people can get together. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.